fire suppression systems for your illegal stills.
Exactly. It's all stuff like that. And like, but they actually get in trouble for that song you just talked about, and they get shut down before they can even get big.
So, welcome to Sitsock, everybody. This is Kendrick.
This is Kyle.
This is Joe.
This is Kyle.
Kevin.
This is also Kyle.
And I want to start off this with a warning to everybody here. If you have a debris filter in your clothes washer, like if you have a Samsung brand or similar, should be in the front, bottom left corner somewhere, a little panel you probably never looked at because it's clearly written for ants. You're going to want to pop that sucker open when it's not running. Open that drain plug and pull out all of the nasty lint, hair, goo, and probably feces. And you're going to wash that out. You want to do that probably at least more often than never, because it says to do it once every 2 months.
Once every month.
Is that
or
only
so?
For like Samsung stuff? Because we have a Maytag,
I'm assuming other ones have it. Just look around your washing machine for a panel you don't look at, and if there's a thing, clean it.
Especially,
my day sucked.
You got
if
it.
It's a front load.
Yes.
We transitioned from front load to agitator giant tub, and we've never looked back.
Agitator.
We have this stacked because of the lack of room, and I don't know how I feel about it, but all I'm telling you, just this is up there with check your foundation before you need to and fix your drainage as far as Kendrick's handy-dandy homeowner advice.
Basically, clean just do basic house maintenance. And
well, I didn't even know this was maintenance. I've owned this washer and dryer for years. I had no idea that was down there, and I looked at it and I'm like, uh-oh.
Do you want to hear
it? We need to come up
properly?
With, like, Sitsock's homeowner's guide to house maintenance.
Well, it threw an error code. I'm sorry, I have to do this now. It threw an error code, 5E, which looked like SE, and I didn't know what that meant. And it turned out that either there was a clog, there was another clog, or a $50 motor burnt out that you have to take the dryer off the top and pull every panel off and pull every piece of electronics out to replace.
I would be surprised if you could actually do that without having to replace the tub and the bearings.
Like, no, you don't replace them, but you remove them.
No, I mean, like, well, sometimes the drum and the motor are connected, or the drum and the bearings are connected to the motor in such a way it's super hard to replace, so a lot of times...
You don't replace it, you're just replacing the pump that pumps the wastewater out.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's what burns out. Turns out mine, I cleaned that chunk out, it didn't do it. I poured Drano into the drain line, makes sense. Once didn't do it, second time didn't do it, hot water didn't do it, boiling water didn't quite do it. I stuck my roto, like, router snake thing in there, clogged that, spun that around, pulled that out, and like, this didn't do it, so I'm giving up. I'm gonna run I had some laundry in there. Kate had some laundry in there. I wasn't doing shit. And I was like, all right, let's do a rinse and spin on that. As it drains, I'll just go pull the plug on the bottom, because you can manually drain it, and I've got a drain on the floor right next to it. At least then we don't have sopping wet laundry in the house. We can dry it still, and then I can call someone out here to fix it. As it's doing that, the clog launched itself out of the hose that I had pulled out of the waste thing into a bucket and launched across the room, so there's just this hairball and nasty goo, and it was just spraying water all over my laundry room. So I lucked out there, because I happen to have all of the tools and chemicals to loosen that chunk of debris and get it fucking out of there. Don't push it. Do maintenance. Kyle's right. I'm dumb for not knowing this, and
no.
I'm basically a subhuman piece of garbage.
The only reason I know you should do maintenance is because our washer and our dryer broke, and we had to do maintenance to get the bearings cleaned out, because I didn't realize that the bearings just collect hair and stuff. And eventually, the bearings for your drum on your dryer will basically have so much hair they seize. And so the dryer will spin, and it'll go... I'm not going to make the sound. It's like, some terrible
Imagine
sound.
The sound.
Yeah, that, like, basically it's just a metal bearing, a metal, like, wheel bearing.
It was a bearing. It is now a friction plate.
Yeah, and so, and then it starts to do things like, so basically I learned this through having to pay for the maintenance. And so I learned the same thing about our AC and our furnace, like, all stuff that you should have on your calendar to do regular maintenance on if you own a home.
Oh, and for the love of God, change your air filters. It makes such a world of difference.
I do it once a month with really super duper cheap filters. And it's part of our monthly maintenance.
I do it once every 3 months with the really super fancy filters. Mm. So it's basically the same thing.
Yep.
We had a fun one this last week. We live in townhomes, right? So that's like a line of homes connected.
Mm-hmm.
And our neighbor, like two or three houses down, knocks on the door. And he's carrying a chimney flue. And he's like, this landed in my yard the other day. And And I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, I climbed on the roof and I looked down the line of houses and yours was the only one without a flue.
Do you even have a fireplace in your house?
No, no, it's like the...
For the furnace.
Yeah, oh, for the furnace and the hot water heater, they run up out of the top of the house. So we had someone come out because we're like, well, what if we don't have one? I mean, leaves and shit could go down in there and start on fire or whatever.
And you don't want that kind of fire in your other fire.
No, that's too much fire within the fire.
You got to separate your fires.
It turns out the whoever did it last like put a really cheap single-ply one on there, and it just rusted in half and broke off.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I mean, Joe probably has like a bunch of horror stories about... I mean, I don't even want to know about the pipe thing where you guys had to dig up the pipe fix that. That just sounds like a nightmare.
I just don't want to relive it.
Yeah, don't even.
Alright, well, we actually were supposed to do band names.
Let's do band names. That will make me happier.
Okay, yeah, hard shift.
I just feel like hard we're not dedicating a whole episode to it. It's shit. It's going to be shit and we're all shit.
I accept this in my life.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Alright, so...
this is a sleeper band name episode.
Yeah, you better stuck around, assholes.
I'm putting in the title, though. It'll be
suddenly,
title.
Without warning, it's band names!
So, a lot of these band names are kind of weird, so get ready for it.
Oh, they weren't before?
I mean, like, these ones are specifically... Well, not all of them, but some of them. Anyway, maybe it's just been a while. Anyway, the first band name that we're going to do, if you never heard of the band name game before... I don't know. Do something about linking an episode.
Figure it out. Just listen to
it. It's super easy to figure out. The first band name is called Cyst and Boil, and I already have one for this, so if anybody else doesn't have one, I will do it.
Go for it, Kyle.
Okay,
so this is
a band of two guys that are like two members who were kind of removed from, or never made it into GWAR as like characters, and they sing about the, they sing about, like, duos from history that were doing fucked up things. So one duo would be, like, Burke and Hare. They sing about how messed up Burke and Hare are. Or, like, another duo might be, like, you know, Charlie Manson and, like, his harem of women or something like that, right? Like,
it's not a duo, but
it's a duo because those females functioned as one entity, which was people supporting Charles Manson is what I'm, like, thinking.
Okay, distressingly accurate. Carry on.
So things like that. They're, like, and their names are Cyst and Boil, but they kind of took that kind of duo theme and went farther with it and sing, like, historical fiction songs about these characters, and it's all metal. Like, it's really heavy, like, GWAR style punk or metal.
Nice.
I did.
I'll go.
Okay.
I'll go.
Got it.
Punk band, sort of Sex Pistols, Ramones sort of era style, homage, made up of dermatologists, focusing on... disgustingly accurate lyrics describing the kinds of interesting skin diseases you can have.
Oof. Wow.
They're not very popular.
The one I came up with is fucking tame in comparison to both of those.
Do it.
Well, tame it up.
All right. Cyst and Boil is what I imagine. Do you guys remember Bulk and Skull from the original Power Rangers? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that's what they're like. Tryout band that failed almost immediately was called, and they wore masks to try and disguise who they were, although everybody fucking knew who they were. So,
and it's like funny
really
if like
80s
when
styles.
They...
Oh, sorry.
No. You're still doing yours. I'm sorry.
It's like 80s style like synth music, but neither of them really knows how to play it well.
I was thinking it'd be funny if that was like what Rita Repulsa turned them into as a monster for an episode, and it was their band that they turned them into was like Cyst and Boil.
I like that.
And like they were playing music. The only reason they were playing bad music was because they're the monsters, and then they basically have like when they go big, it's like a two-headed ogre, and like they're playing these drums against the Megazord, and that's like the sound is what knocks the Megazord over.
That
so are they like
sounds
a fucked
like
up version
episode.
Of Paul and Oates?
It's like a Boil. like a demonic version.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Kevin, what do you got?
Well, that trumped everything I got. So, I was thinking like an old English sort of Cyst and Boil, maybe played like a lute and like a flute or something.
The old flute lute combo. Solid.
Yeah. Flute lute. So, Cyst and Boil.
Woo!
Right.
All
right.
This episode is going to be all something and something. Names.
Dude,
so
just
I'm gonna
bury that. Kevin had nothing. I hope Kevin was done.
Were you done?
Kevin? Well, I mean, technically not, but.
Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
It really didn't matter.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. You paused long enough. I thought you were done.
Yeah, I was trying to articulate it, but I mean, yeah.
Did you learn your lesson about articulating?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did.
They're not all winners. That's an important lesson to have in the band name game. Sometimes your heart cuts a fart, and that's the cosmic shame.
It was old English. Wow. That's all you need to know.
I like it. Yeah. It makes me think of Mighty Boosh, retro, going super retro, dancing around with unnecessarily large card pieces.
All right.
In due time,
perfect.
Take
the
past
retro to its logical
conclusion.
All right, we're going to do a bunch of ands this time, just because there's a significant amount of them in a row. Or not in a
binary
row.
Binary operators.
Wahoo. Mullets and mustaches is the next one we got. And I'm not going to go first because I feel we should alternate who goes first every time.
Mumford & Sons cover band, but with a cop theme, like a classic cop theme. That's it. That's the bit.
Okay.
I'm going to go with I feel like cop theme is hard to surpass, but this is like 80s hair metal.
Mm-hmm.
But what are they singing it's all about like cop stories. So it's almost like an anthem each
it's
time.
It's like Cops, the musical.
Like, yeah, they're like 10, 15 minute songs about the like their adventures, nice. Basically.
Wow. Like Meatloaf style, where it just goes on and on and
yeah,
on.
And you're
on.
Wondering it's when song? It's going to end. And it never really ends.
And they're hairband, but they're not like, it's like mutton chops that are just huge and like froed out and permed and mustaches that are hugely permed. Sorry, mullets. Mullets that are like permed. It's not like
their
straight
mustaches
up
could
hairband.
Be permed too, though.
It could almost be like a musical, like an actual on stage musical.
Oh yeah, oof. like Xanadu or Tommy, but more 80s.
Yeah,
I like it.
There you go. All right, there you go. Joe, you got anything, or you want me to go?
I'd drop some ecstasy and watch that show.
Yeah. So, Mullets and Mustaches is a cover band, but they just do like regular mainstream songs. Their kicker, though, their little quirk, is that all of their instruments are guns, so they fire off weaponry to the tune to kind of emulate the sound of music. There was another group that did that on YouTube, and I cannot remember for the life of me what it was.
You're not supposed to admit when you rip off.
Yeah,
YouTube.
You shouldn't. It's just all original.
Well, no,
it's all original content.
It just came into my brain, and I was trying to remember. It's like that is actually a real thing, and I realized that as I was saying it. Now I'm sad.
Well, if you send it to me, I'll link it so we can really drive home your shame on this episode.
Yeah, do that.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
I
want to
see it.
My Mullets and Mustaches
home, Kyle.
is a band. It's a bunch of people who live in the Deep South, right? The Deep South. But they're all from different parts of the Deep South, so they all have various different accents. And so it turns
different
off kind of like...
of South?
Yeah, different depths of the South. So it's like... it's like kind of like slow anthology movies. It's like if Hocus Pocus did a song and instead of alternating instruments, they alternated their singing voices, right? So like you get these wonderful samplings of like Southern voices in every song, and they sing about like shit that happens in the deepest of South, right? Like smoking like barbecuing like a possum, or like trying to get a gator out of your backyard. Like, and it's all like really interesting kind of like educational music.
How do I fit an entire gator in my smoker?
Yeah, but it's all not—it's all unintentionally educational, because like nobody understands these things are happening in the Deep South. But like when you listen to their music, you're like, "Holy crap!" Like, we didn't even know that that was a problem, and now we know how to solve it, right? And so it becomes
fire suppression systems for your illegal stills.
Exactly, it's all stuff like that, and like, but they actually get in trouble for that song you just talked about, and they get shut down before they can even get big.
You should only use applewood when you're smoking a gator.
How do you fit the whole gator in your smoker?
Cut it into little pieces.
I feel like the answer is gator fillets.
Or you just have a huge like trailer raid smoker.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're talking about, Joe.
Yep.
Perfect pitch. Pitch perfect with guns.
Yeah. All right. So the next one we got, and this might be our last one, depending on how long it goes, is called Beef Juice and Rust. And I'm going to make Joe or Kevin go first, because Kendrick and I went first the last few times.
Beef juice and rust?
I mean, you guys put them on here.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be kind of along the same lines of that Southern group, right?
I don't know, is it?
Go for it.
Yeah.
What is it? Paint as a word picture, man. Just
lean
shoot
into
from
it.
The hip. These are the best ones. The first ones are always the best.
It's like a Southern rock group, but it kind of spawned from them talking about how their smokers get all clogged up and with beef juice and rust. But it ended up being like almost a, I don't want to say a cover band, but a like homage to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Hmm. Yeah.
So it's like this southern rock band, you know.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, their songs last 10 minutes, but it's all about, you know, cooking.
They really give a shit about the stuff they're talking about.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. That's
like
what I'm feeling.
I like it.
Off the hip. That's right off the hip.
No, I mean that's the purest. That's the purest art form there, man. From the hip.
So mine is it's okay. Here we go. So this is actually kind of like a weird one because beef juice and rust was actually a bit from a commercial that was done about like an OxyClean style kind of product that gets out a bunch of stuff from like your carpet or your garage or wherever you have these kinds of problems, right? Like CLR mixed with OxyClean, blah, blah, blah. You have this new product, right? And it was this crazy kind of OxyClean commercial, but then like it became such like a, you know, a meme that someone that like Eclectic Method came up with a like mix of that commercial and music. But it actually turned out there was like lots of levels to this commercial and how you could cut it and make it into music. And so it turns into this whole like YouTube channel of just like or subreddit of like Come On and Slam, but it's with this beef juice and rust kind of commercial. So the Come On and Slam subreddit is like people mixing Come On and Slam with a bunch of other music. This is the same thing. It's like where they're taking this commercial and mixing it with a bunch of other music, but it's just one artist doing it. And it's, the channel is just called Beef Juice and Rust, so you know like what it's about.
I like it. Joe, do you got anything?
Shooting straight from the top of my head. Anti-PETA protest rock group. Beef juice and rust. Like,
okay.
Full-on thrash metal. And they come out and they immediately, because that was like PETA's thing, right, was to like throw buckets of blood on people wearing fur coats. So they come out like dressed to the nines and like furs of all types, and they just like they start the song by screaming as loud as they can and tossing buckets of blood at each other, and
then like
they
real just start, blood.
Yeah, and they just start rocking the fuck out,
all in rusty buckets,
right in front of PETA's headquarters.
The buckets of blood would develop rust very quickly. I think that would rust quick,
and it had to be cow's blood because I mean beef juice.
Yeah, there you go. Okay,
uh-huh. Checks out.
Okay, are you ready? I've had time to stew on this.
Stew.
I get it.
It's
a beef juice joke.
The early parts of the Aquabats career, they were known for getting as many of their members in, like their friends in as members of the band, but they were often just doing stuff on stage because they just wanted to get them in without having to buy tickets to the various shows they were going to. One of whom was known for making pancakes and just throwing them in the audience. Like, that's all he did. He didn't play music, but he was making pancakes. And that way he could get into the show and watch it like the other bands for free.
Yeah.
So Beef Juice and Rust is a similar concept, but if the Aquabats didn't play ska, but instead played industrial, like, electronica, like the heavy kind of that stuff, like stomp, those kinds of things.
Okay.
And instead of somebody making pancakes, there's just a guy up there just grilling. Just grilling burgers and flinging them into the audience, just at people's faces. Hot beef going everywhere, and he's like, "What do you even do here?" He's like, "I'm part of the band." And it's like, "But what do you play?" "I play the grill, motherfucker."
That sounds like a Reverend Horton Heat kind of thing.
Whips a burger.
Exactly. He whips a burger at you. It's just it. And how mad could you get? Someone just whipped a burger at you.
Yeah, you got hit in the face with a burger. Just
yeah, with meat juice.
All right, we have time for another one. Let's do one more.
Roll.
All right. So the last one we have today is called Tequila and Push-Ups, and we're making Joe start this one since Joe hasn't started one yet. Tequila and Push-Ups, Joe. That's
Joe,
what you
go
got.
Now.
Tequila and Push-Ups is a military-style band. They play only trumpets, and like high trumpets and horns, and their whole shtick is they're, a lot of them are Hispanic of descent, so they're just singing like they've taken a lot of inspiration from the original song Tequila, and and they just, like, they're super jacked, both literally as in, like, super strong and buff, and also jacked up, because they're just hyped the fuck up about what they're doing.
Okay.
That's the most stream of consciousness I've been today.
There you go. Welcome to the podcast.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. Welcome to Sitsock. You're spitting in the stream of consciousness. I'll follow up with something that makes no sense. It's not actually a band. It was a complete mix-up of the booking agent, and it was it's a performance art people who do shots of tequila and push-ups until they can't stop throwing up. And the disturbing part is that due to a clerical error, they have been booked as an international tour, and they're just going across the country. People think it's a band, and they just go up there on stage and do shots of tequila and push-ups, and everyone's kind of like, when's it start? When's it start? And after a number of hours, they go home. But it's too late because they already bought their tickets.
Yeah. Kendrick, is that the future plan for the RMSG?
Nope, it would be in Malort.
No.
It's a much shorter concert.
Kevin, you got anything or you want me to go?
I do. I have one. Okay. Hang out. So this one is... It's a cover band of Jimmy Buffett. Okay.
Nice.
But he calls himself Jimmy Buffett.
Nice.
And so he covers Jimmy Buffett songs, but while doing like workout videos.
I love it.
Okay.
That's it.
I love it. I dig it.
Yeah. So Fantastic. He's like, oh, I'm Jimmy Buffett and we're going to get buff. But he does workout videos.
With Tequila and Push-Ups 2, yep. The sequel to my many acclaimed VHS tape, Tequila and Push-Ups 1.
That's exactly it. Yep.
I like it a lot.
It got the scrolling band names on his like best of record, the scrolling song names. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Mine is a little weird, I think, but we'll go with it. So, you know those like old 80s like kind of exercise shows where like they weren't just like half an hour, but they were like epic. Like they had like 20 to 50 people doing the same kind of like aerobics exercises, doing random
dancing
shit.
Around right. in leotards. Yeah.
And so like this is a like Hispanic rap group that like does like rap to the beat of all those music, like the music that's in those videos, right? And
nice.
Like they're all their music videos are them like photoshopped into those videos doing them, but like rap Deep like fake. Hardcore rapping like in the videos, and like that's all it is. It's just like videos from all over the world of these like aerobics things.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Hells yeah.
I like how similar some of our like themes were as we went through there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, you go. Band names,
well,
everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Wahoo.
Get it? It's like band, as in like and was the key word today, so it's like band names.
And names. Yeah, I'm sure that pun will make it into the title.
Sleep and names.
Like,
comment, and subscribe, and please don't make us the first against the wall when the revolution comes.
Indeed.
I mean, it would be nice though, because then you don't have to wait through the revolution.
That's true, but you have to get captured and then arrested
That's
and
fair.
Then shot. So
if
you're gonna make us, if you're gonna kill us quick, don't bother arresting us.
Thank you. Exactly.
There you go.
Sits off. 2020.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.